This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. President Obama heads to Africa today. It's his second visit to the continent since he took office, and his agenda is packed. The purpose of the week-long trip is to promote U.S. business interests and democracy, and to address issues like food security. President Obama will visit South Africa and Tanzania, but his first stop is Senegal. Thomas Fessy is the BBC's West Africa correspondent, and he joins us from Senegal. Thomas, thanks for your time.
Yep.
Thomas, what's the reaction been among the Senegalese to the visit here by the president and his family to Senegal? How are they perceiving this visit?
Well, as a matter of fact, we're just seeing the American and Senegalese flags being put up, you know, posters of President Obama and Macky Sall together on the same picture. Welcome to Senegal, it says. I think that most people are proud that President Obama is coming here to Senegal.
Characterize for me, if you would, that relationship between Senegal and the U.S.
Well, there's the relationship between the two countries is mostly about the fact that the U.S. has been promoting democracy. I think the business relationship, for example, trade is very tiny. The main sector that is invested in by the Americans so far in Senegal remains agriculture. Obviously, the main problem remains that doing business here is not that easy. You know, Senegal remains one of the 20 worst countries, according to the World Bank, to do business here, but since the new president has been elected, there are a lot of efforts to make sure that it is attractive for investment and obviously American investors.
Just as you walk around the streets and talk to people there, what do people say about President Obama, about the U.S.?
Well, interestingly enough, if you look at the people who are in their 50s or plus, would be having much more references towards France and Europe. And I think that a lot of young people are now more fascinated by the U.S. and the American dream than what's going on in Europe. So I think there is that feeling that things can be done in the U.S. And I think that the Senegalese people, especially the youngest generation, certainly hope that American investors can now help them find this way in the country.
Thomas Fessy, the BBC's West Africa correspondent, on the line from Senegal, where President Obama is kicking off a week-long trip through Africa. Thomas, thanks.
Thank you very much.